KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
White, bent metal scraping the roof of my mouth, cracked glass on the iris of gray eyes, burned rubber and oil, gas like garlic, sharp flavor of vomit, jagged down the back of my throat, shrapnel covered vest, loud engine, striker tanks, tracked wheels, screaming babies with no sleep after a gunfight. No, I dream in color. Home for the 6 o'clock news, holidays, birthdays, arguments over useless shit, and forget over makeup sex. I dream in color, green grass, tall trees, neighbors' dog pooping on my front lawn, a backyard with a pool, red roses, yellow daisies, blue skies and pink smiles, a rainbow of laughter, bright eyes, and a big brick house. I dream of normalcy. I dream the color of peace.
Oh, yes. Treeloker 2 from Spellbound. We heard the title cut with Niels Petter Molvar on trumpet. And Treeloker 2, of course, on drums, percussion, and some additional keyboard on this cut. With Tula Turpin on the keyboards. Jonathan Cunado bass. And let's see who else is on this cut. That's it. Whoa, that's a lot of music for just that few people. Don Cherry is also on here, and Ambrose Akamuzier too. So this is quite an album, and just like him, he just stands for world jazz, all jazz, great modern jazz drummer, 35-year career, played with everybody, and with the roots of Persian Indian kind of roots, you know, too, that he brings into the music. And he has his mom come on and sing. That's cool. And before that, we heard from the project we like here, the Holding It Down, the Veterans Dreams Project. And this one is with Lynn Hill, who we're tending the favor. This is her poem, and this is one of her tracks, Dreams in Color, with Vijay Iyer doing the compositions here, and Mike Ladd on analog synthesizer with Liberty Elman on guitar, Okyung Lee on cello, and Casa Overall on drums. And then we started out with the amazing Wadada Leo Smith. This is from the Cabell years, from 1971 through 79. And we heard Peacocks, Gazelles, Dogwood Trees, and Six Silver Coins. This is with Anthony Davis on piano, Oliver Lake on reeds, Wesley Brown on bass, and Firon Akloff on drums and percussion. And it's good to hear Wadada Leo Smith in the 70s. We all know he has a long career in jazz, but just haven't seen it or kept up with it or known about it. And now he's all over the place, and, you know, he's probably older than me. You're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz. We'll be right back. And listening to Steve Masakowski from New Orleans.
Thank you.
two cuts by Rudess Mahatapa. This one from the Samdi album, Rudess Mahatapa, alto and laptop, with David Gilmour on electric guitar, Rich Brown on bass, Damien Reed on drums, and Anand Anatha Krishna on mridagam and kanjira. Before that, we heard from Rudress Mahatapa's Gamak record with, the last one was called Killer. The one before this off of Gamak is Majesty of the Blues with David Fusinski on guitar, Francois Mouton on bass, and Dan Wise on drums. And we opened this three jazz tunes, a set of three, with Stephen Maskowski from New Orleans from Things I Like. And we heard the tune Yin Yang with Julian Garcia drums, Rex Gregory on alto sax, Peter Harris on bass. This is Passport to Modern Jazz, KRVS, public radio for Lafayette and Lake Charles, right here at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Passport to Modern Jazz. We're moving on to some of these songs are pretty, and styles are a mix of all the ones that we had in the first set, where you have bebop, post-bop, and a lot of hard bop. And they've moved into, as we've just heard from Rudess Mahatapa, into some world jazz that mixes jazz hard bop with some of these tunes. And I'd just like to give our listeners who aren't jazz heads, just rolling around there, you know, a little bit of jazz history. Try and make it a little bit accessible. Here's a real accessible guy, Mike Stern, played with Miles Davis, Bitches Brew Band, great guitarist. Not too many cuts off of that. But those cuts are great. I just love them. And this is from Big Neighborhood, Coupe de Ville. And this is bop for sure at its best. Mike Stern with his signature Telecaster sound. Really great tune. And we'll get back to this and who the sidemen are. Passport to Modern Jazz. I take this back. This is almost just straight-ahead bebop. I'm sure a lot of my friends would agree in the jazz world out there. Anybody has any debate, go to the Facebook page at Passport to Modern Jazz and definitely open to your insight. Thank you.
Thank you.
that's going to be it for this week. We're here every Tuesday at 10 o'clock with a repeat. 1 o'clock in the morning, in the background. A lot of people that had to do with the post-bop movement, Ron Carter, bass, Herbie Hancock, piano, Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Wayne Shorter on saxophone, and Tony Williams on drums. And we're hearing Tony Williams' Dolores. Before that, the John Arabago Trio with Mark Helius on bass and Barry Alshow on drums. I always love we're doing Awesome Flip from It Takes All Kinds. That's a person I'm looking for. And what's coming up in jazz, what the future might be, because it can be anywhere. And before that, another person is Matthew Garrison. We heard his father with first hour, John Coltrane, quartet, little Stockholm on bass. He's another bassist and Shapeshifter Productions out of Brooklyn. On this cut is Matthew Garrison bass and keys and Sean Rickman drums. Before that, Mike Stern from Coupe de Ville. We heard the Garrison piece was entitled The Breath from 12 Months. Mike Stern from 09. It's indeed a big neighborhood. A lot of little forays into the late Jim Hall, and the chords are off of There Is No Greater Love. You're a bophead, and then tears into the blues fusion sound. Love so much. This is the John Bacanya, and we'll see you next week, hopefully, huh? You can download us or stream us online, krbs.org. And if you're in the area, 88.7 on your dial. KRPS, Public Radio, Lafayette, and Lake Charles. See you next time.
KRVS is licensed to the University of Louisiana at Lafayette by the Federal Communications Commission in Washington, D.C. We operate on an assigned frequency of 88.7 MHz with an effective radiated power of 100,000 watts. KRVS is also authorized to operate oral studio transmitter links WHB 300 and WLJ 739 on a frequency of 946 MHz. KRVS studios are located in Burke Hawthorne Hall on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, with main transmitter facilities located in Maxey, Louisiana, and backup transmitter facilities in Doosan, Louisiana. This Doosan property is made possible through an agreement with the Lafayette Parish School System, creating a brighter future and partnership with the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. You can find out more about KRVS and listen online at our website at krvs.org.